It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Last week's Eastern Standard Show featuring EKU's president and emergency officials discussing the school's reaction to a threat posted in graffiti in a campus restroom received a lot of interest and attention. Here's a nice note we received from university employee Ann saying, "I wanted to let you know I enjoyed the radio program Eastern Standard with President Benson, Brian Mackinnon, and Gary Fulkemer. This is a great service that you provide. It was very well orchestrated, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I will definitely listen more often." An anonymous caller was not happy with the reduced power and numerous outages of the past few days for 88.5 WEKF.
"I cannot listen to my shows that I look forward to every weekend on Saturday."
We made some announcements about the outages and posted a message on Facebook about the fact that a tower crew was working at the site. When workers are on a tower, it's necessary for us to cut power to protect them from the radiation of the transmitter. We apologize for the inconvenience, and we're glad to report that that work in Corbin is completed. In reaction to the news story, Center College site of gubernatorial debate on Tuesday, a website visitor posted a comment about the omission of independent candidate Drew Curtis from the event because he had not met the qualifying polling threshold. Ryan wrote, "Whatever their piddly requirements were, omitting Curtis is a manipulative disservice. He is the only candidate running on any sort of substance." We're interested in your feedback. Send it by email to weku@eku.edu. Leave your voicemail message at 859-622-1657. This is the time of year when we invite you to leave comments along with your donation when you call in during the fund drive or make your contribution online. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 and 8:49, or in the afternoon at 5:33 on 88.9 WEKU.